Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Competition. Well, in today's times, there are very few businesses that don't have competition. And it's how you view the competition that will make all the difference in your life and your stress level. Think about this. Think about sports. You've got two football teams. You can't really have a game unless you have competition, unless you have one team playing against the other. If only one team showed up, would the stands be filled? Would there be profit? Would they be able to sell hot dogs? Would they be able to sell jerseys? Would they be able to have a TV contract? It's the competition and the excitement of the competition that makes a difference. Now, you can say, what does that have to do with business? But competition does for you what the same thing that two teams in a sports arena does. The competition helps you build your marketplace. They're running ads. They're making awareness as to the product and services. What you have to do as the business person is be better, quicker, faster. You have to give more service. You have to compete with your rivals. Your rivals make you sharper. They make you better. They help you actually build a business that's solid. You can't just, as they would say, skate through the day. You have to be on top of your game all the time. If you didn't have rivals, chances are you wouldn't have as much business as you do. Think about how many computer companies there are. How many computer companies are all going after the same business? What has to happen? New products are developed. New marketing is developed. People are hired. Competition is something that you need to embrace. And also, if you have the opportunity, you should know your competitors. You should know everything you can about their business from public information, from their websites, what your salespeople are telling you. How are you going to be better? And if they're outselling you, why are they outselling you? Why are their prices better? Why are their salespeople better? The competition is somewhat like a mirror. It's you're able to hold yourself up to their performance and say to yourself, you know, are we performing as well? You'll be able to see exactly what you need to see if you're looking, if you have vision. If you don't have competition or you don't acknowledge that the competition is there, your business will not succeed. It's important in today's times to know everything that we can know about our business, our competitors' business, our customers, what they want, what they like, what they need. It's important to talk to our salespeople and understand exactly what's happening in the sales process. It's important as the CEO to go out on a sales call on a regular basis so we can really see what's happening to our marketplace. What are they saying? And one thing, we never say anything bad about the competition. When we say something bad about the competition, it makes us look bad. Let's shout our praises to the rooftop. Let's create our sales presentations to make our company look strong. Let's look and create value so when we give the price, they go, it's worth it. I know it costs more. If you are only a price seller and you're just selling on price, you're going to find it very difficult throughout the years to make money. You have to sell value, quality, and service. Competition is your friend. Embrace your friend, know everything you can about them, and then see how you can do a better job than the competition to win the business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Can- Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.